Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We need to go and find out about, we need to listen to Pastor Avita King. We need to spend time with her. We need to get her teaching, what she's saying. You know what she's saying? She's saying her primary thing is that love, of course. She's saying we've got to stop the bloodshed, yeah. The innocent bloodshed.
Yeah.
That is a key prerequisite for God to bless this nation. No matter what we do, no matter even how we feel like we're doing something good, until if we sit silently by, and allow this bloodshed to continue, which we call abortion, then it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's innocent blood. And it makes me think of what the Lord has spoken to me for some time. There's this nursery rhyme that children had sung for years. And you may know about it, may not know about it. It's a way to teach the children how to do different things. But in the nursery rhyme, it's called Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. And it says, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. My mother told me to pick the very best one. And that one is you. Mm. And they would pick one of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other kid would go, they would all go, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And then all of a sudden, then they would pick another kid. And so this is what the Lord laid on my heart, that, you know, playing... I mean, think about this. As a matter of fact, I think even now, you can even hear. Listen, this is your children playing Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. And so that was in my spirit. God just had that in my spirit. But this is what the Lord said to me. This is what the Lord spoke into my spirit. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. This is what he said. Selective births done through abortion is like children's rhymes with fatal consequences for the children and eternal consequences for the parents. This is the words that he spoke. Eeny, meeny, miny, molech. Eeny, meeny, miny, molech. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. Because we're talking, listening to Pastor Avita King, whose driving passion is we have to end abortion. And you hear us talk about end abortion, send revival. Mm-hmm. Innocent blood. God demands a response from innocent blood. Listen, God will forgive you. He'll forgive us for the sin of murder, but if we don't acknowledge it for what it is, we're never going to get forgiveness. And if we end it, there's a chance. And the word the Lord spoke into my spirit is this children's rhyme that children play, and they kind of play at teaching children how to count and that type of thing and how to interact. But the words he spoke to me is Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Molech.
Mm.
You're it. That's what he said. Because the kids would actually, you know, sing this song, and they go around singing the song that says, Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by his toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. My mother told me to pick the very best one, and you are it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And so out of all those kids, one kid would be picked. And when you choose which child you're going to pick, when you choose what kind of child you want to pick, in other words, you abort the first three because it wasn't right timing, your career wasn't right, you knew it would take away from you, you knew it would take away your boats, or that it would cost you something, and you ended their life, and all of a sudden you said to this one child who you decided to have, it was Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Molech.
Mm.
I pick you. But God says, what about the other five?
Mm-hmm.
What about the other? And then I thought, you know, that when I was reading the Word of God, what God says about Molech, because Molech is the God that God hated the most, false God that he hated the most, because they sacrificed children to Molech. They would sacrifice children to him. So then, mm-hmm. So I went in the Word. I'm going to look at Leviticus chapter 20, verse 2 through 5, and say, you find out what God's Word says about Molech here, because God's speaking to my spirit. And Evita King's talking about, Pastor Evita King's also, and we all are, anybody who's understanding what's going on. We've been praying for years. And so the Word of God says this. He says, give the people of Israel these instructions. In other words, give God's people these instructions, which apply both to the native Israelites and to the foreigners living in Israel. In other words, everybody in that nation, everybody living in that land. You have to understand why, because whatever happens in the land, it doesn't matter. It goes to the soil. Mm-hmm. It's in. We're fixing to talk about innocent bloodshed. So he says, not only my folks, but the people that hang around my folks, that you got to guard the soil. You got to guard the soil. He says, he goes on to say, if any of them offer their children as a sacrifice to Molech, they must be put to death. Bring the statistics up while I'm doing this, please. He says, if any of them offer their children as a sacrifice to Molech, they must be put to death. The people of the community must stone them to death. I myself will turn against them and cut them off from the community, because they have defiled my sanctuary and brought shame on my holy name by offering their children to Molech. Eeny, meeny, miny, Molech. And if the people of the community ignore those who offer their children, if the community ignores those, not just the ones who did it, but if the community ignores those who offer their children to Molech, who watch them say, eeny, miny, Molech, I choose you, not the last four, and refuse to execute them, I myself will turn against them and their families and will cut them off from the community. This will happen to all who commit spiritual prostitution by worshiping Molech. Eeny, miny, Molech, I choose you. I thought, first of all, of course, I'm thinking, well, that's the old covenant, and that's, you know, of course, you know, we're not stoning anybody, and that's pretty, although that's accurate, what happened under the old covenant, mm-hmm. This is the new covenant, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me so strongly, says, this is what's happening to the children. They're stoning the children. They're suffocating the children. They're decapitating the children. How could it be wrong to do what they're doing to the child? How could it be wrong to do the same thing to one human being they're doing to the others? We have just punishments that take place in the nation. No, I'm not saying that God's saying stone nobody. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're stoning your children.
Wow.
I'm saying partial birth abortion, pulling your child's head out and cutting off the back of their spine. You're sacrificing to Molech, and then you keep the third child, so you're just like these children going, eeny, miny, Molech, I choose you.
Wow.
And it's like, if we continue it, we're going to lose our nation. And so begin to imagine, quit buying into the fact this can't change. Everything can change if we change. If we say, it is wrong, God, we are sorry, we did it, or we supported it, or we stood by and said nothing, Lord, we know you're about to write us off if we don't acknowledge it and repent. Because the soil is crying out. I mean, even Abel's blood, the very first son from Adam and Eve who was murdered by Cain, his blood still cries out today. Understand that these children's blood cries out. An innocent man or woman who is killed, adult, their blood cries out.
All 50 million of them, plus since 1973, when you take the population across the country, starting with the least populated states, that represents 25 of the 50 states of this country. The population of 25 states.
If you took the number of sacrifices to Molech.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And you put them all in the states equal to the population of those states, how many states out of 50 would it take?
25, half the nation.
Half of our nation then has been sacrificed to Molech.
That's 3,322 sacrifices per day 138 per hour, every hour.
Every hour, a sacrifice is being made in America. How many?
138, and one every 2 minutes.
Every 2 minutes. And imagine now, because what's happening here, Lucifer is getting children sacrificed to him.
Mm.
And Jesus, the word of God says, this will happen to all who commit spiritual prostitution by worshiping Moloch. And so it's bowing down and worshiping Lucifer,
yeah,
and Moloch. And it's like, they convinced us, they sold us a bipolar narrative that began in the 50s. It began to promulgate in the 60s, and it became law in the 70s.
Mm.
But understand, it was a bipolar, meaning it was the opposite of what God says things should be, because this is exactly what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can see it was a bipolar narrative that was being pushed to be able to say that children are not children, that children are not children. And understand, we have to stand up and say, you know what? God, we're sorry. Lord, forgive us. Cleanse our land. And I don't know. I mean, that's my biggest concern about the tension between, you know, are we Jeremiah? Are we Josiah? Are we Daniel? Is we have to deal, God, what's going to happen with this innocent blood? Because Josiah, when God told Josiah, when he began to do what's right, he says, this innocent blood is here for Manasseh, what's happened on the land.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, so obviously there were sacrifices to Moloch taking place, that I'm gonna have to deal with the land. But because you did what you did, Josiah, I'm going to deal with the land. I'm just going to pause for a moment. And I believe that that's probably what's going to happen, because we're like Israel in the context. This nation was raised up by God, dedicated by God, one nation under God. All of our rights come from God. We have brought shame to his name. But we could be the Josiah generation, because it is a government, you know, we the people. And so we are Josiah.
I mean, think about how we're acting in relation to other countries. We say this is a Christian nation, just like you said, founded on Christian principles, and yet, in terms of what we do to babies and children and murder, is it any different than what's happening in a communist country like China, where they're killing a child because of their gender, just getting rid of it, just tossing it out?
And population control, that you can only have one child, so they automatically kill the rest of them.
Listen, there was a video that I saw on the internet of a child that's horrific, laying in the street, and a car ran over the child. And the folks in China just watched you could see this. You're just unfolding it. And it's like, what's that spirit? It says that child has no value. It's the same spirit that's operating there. It's all Satan.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing that's operating right here. And
organizing,
they show a time lapse.
Yeah.
It's like, the time lapse of the video saying it's not just, and you see people walking up and down, and they're just looking at what happened. But it's the same thing that's happening here. It's the same exact spirit.
Yeah.
It's all evil.
Yeah.
And the thing is that God's going to hold us accountable for this.
Right.
They're gonna hold accountable the ones that have done it,
mm-hmm.
the ones that have not repented, and those who've closed their eyes and their ears and not saying anything about it,
right,
as it doesn't exist.
And that should wake folks up, because he said that those that actually sit by and say nothing.
Mm.
And I just want you to know that we've been praying.
Yeah,
yeah.
We've been praying, asking God to end abortion, send revival. I know that IHOP Kansas City, International House of Prayer, that they've been praying. Lou Engel, they've been praying. Listen, which prayer means this, by the way. You're talking to God and asking him to end something.
Yeah.
This pleases God. He can do it.
Sure.
But we have to be willing participants and saying, we want this to end.
Mm.
Yeah.
And to ask for a revival outside of repentance,
mm-hmm.
outside of turning this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's things cranked up under this present dark organizer that's taking place in America right now, the spirit over the land. It's like, take out as many children as they can, all the way down even to the pill that privately that you can sacrifice to Moloch, privately, you know, and take that child out.
This is how evil the enemy is. Not only does he get you to do sin and get you to abort the child, to murder the child, but then he fills you with shame and condemnation.
Yep.
And anyone listening to us today should not feel condemned, because condemnation is from the devil. It's from the evil one. Conviction is certainly different.
Right.
And we've also talked about there's ways that you can get help and be ministered to, and God wants to heal and restore you if that's happened in your life. But the truth is the truth, and God wants us to allow the truth to change our lives, not us change, you know, God's truth. And oftentimes it's convenient to try to pull pages out of the Word of God as if we could, but it is what it is, and we need to conform our life to what God's Word says.
Right, yeah, and you pull up links for, I can't pull up that for some reason, I'm trying to pull up our site. The you can go to vfntv.com, and we have, right there, you click on links, and we have some ministries there that can participate and help you out in the context of that. It's so important to really think about, you can just pull it right here, where I could actually see it there, that it's got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to stop for if we want our nation to survive. We got to turn to God for Him to empower us to be able to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And but He can do this.
Yeah.
He can do this, and we could be like the Josiah generation. You know, when you go to links, go to vfntv.com and click on links, that you can see Operation Blessing, not Operation Blessing, but Exodus Cry, which is one of the particular organizations that we are standing with. But also others that are there to be able to help you out through this difficult time. Samaritan Purse, Focus on the Family, and so many others. We've got to be able to say, dear God, you know, help us. And you'll understand, if when you get healed from this, you're going to be free. You're not going to carry around that shame and that mm-hmm. guilt and trying to do other things that people don't understand. You're really hating yourself. You're not hating others, mm-hmm. but they're being hated because that's a spirit of hate. Now the devil's same devil that deceived you to do it now is hating on you, and that hate's coming off of you.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? This whole thing is the devil. This is a deceiver.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, wait a minute. And all of a sudden you just turn to God and you say, here I am. Here I am. And listen, there has been many, many people in the history of mankind that has committed murder, has committed the sin of murder, and God forgives.
Yeah.
It's not, God can forgive. We have to call it what it is and just say, dear God, forgive us, and then to be a person who supports life. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program, just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFM radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business, or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.